Because as we speak the word, it changes things in your life. And this is what's going to happen. I guarantee it will change. You'll never be the same again, and neither will I. And once we begin talking about the word of God. And I just thank you for tuning in. And I want you to know that you're going to be blessed today, because that's what God's word does. It blesses people. It builds you up. It strengthens you and encourages you for the day. It's another day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day of salvation, the Bible says. It may be your last day, so make sure that you've asked God, asked Jesus to come into your heart and be saved. That's the most important thing in your life, because this is the day of salvation. Praise God. Thank God for saving me, and I pray that that he saved you. And if you haven't, I pray you ask him to come into your heart and save you. Glory to God, from going to hell. So just remember that that's how and that's why God wants to save you. And to make sure you don't end up in hell somewhere, but in heaven. But today, I thank God for you. Today, I want to talk about faith, and does it really exist? Is it just something that really just takes place and without no reason? Is it coincidental when things that you hope for? Is it just something that just happens? If it just takes place somewhere, somehow, that you predestined for it, or is it just because of God? This is the big question that we send out there. And you people out there, I want you to call the number. Please call the number. I want you to call that number right now. Praise God. Remember, I'm talking about faith. First of all, I'm talking about faith again. Is it real? Does it exist? Again, is it something coincidental? Is it something that just happens when you're hoping for something? What is it? Does it really exist? And does God exist, if you begin to ask that question? Because we can't see him, or can we? Big questions out there. And I want you to know that God wants to bless you. Glory to God today. What about faith? You out there, I want you to call the number. We want to pray with you as well. I want to pray and believe God will come through for you. And I see it happen every day. And it will happen to you today, right now, when you begin to call the number 484-2500. That's 318-484-2500. And God will come through for you. Just keep calling that number and we'll get to you. Glory to God. God wants to bless all of you out there, man. He is waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting for you to call on him. And God said, hey, I just want to give you something today, man. But you got to ask. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's free. Hallelujah. It's free. You're on the air. Hey, hey, Brother Tona.
Yeah, this is Evangelist Tona. I'm on my way upstairs, okay?
All right, praise God.
I just put my power. I'll be with you in a minute. Thank
you. All right, praise God. You people out there, give us a call, 484-2500. We believe that God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Just give us a call, or 1-877-464-2500, and we want to pray and believe God. I want to knock the devil out today for you. Glory to God. I'll come together. I got Brother Wade right here on the side of me right there. And I thank God for sending him to be a part of this and praying for you. And we believe that God will come through. Our faith. If you don't have enough faith, well, we're gonna mix our faith with your faith and believe that God will come through. The more faith you got, the more is going to happen. It's going to happen regardless. I can assure you that. So call the number. 484-2500 or 1-877-464, and God will come through for you. 1-877-464-2500. Man, I'm looking for you to call the number. You people out there, you're in distress. You're discouraged. Glory to God. You need help. You need a healing, and God wants to bless you. I guarantee you it's going to happen. Call the number. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Carmouche and Brother Wade.
Good morning. Dr. Good morning. Who we got? Who we got, brother?
How y'all doing?
We doing great.
This is Ronnie Williams, from Alexandria.
Okay, Bobby. Yeah, praise God.
Yes, how y'all do? Oh, Angel, Tony, I knew you had made up this song just not saying you was on the way.
Well, you're getting a little choppy on us, bro.
Weird. Tell him his voice is weird.
Yeah. I hear that. That's just the devil trying to stop us. But I'm calling.
Okay, what are you calling for, brother?
I'm calling for prayer.
Okay, we want to pray with you. We're just having a little hard time.
His grandson.
Oh, your grandson?
Yeah,
for my grandson, me, family, for my mother.
Okay, all right. Mr. Williams, we're going to do that. We're going to believe together. Okay. We're going to put all our faith together, and we're going to believe that God's going to bless you, all right? And he's going to bring healing upon your family. All right, Mr. Williams. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now, and believe your word for Mr. Bobby Williams, and that you're going to bless him and help him and heal him and heal his grandson and whatever he's going through. The devil is a liar, and all of his family shall be saved. That's what your word says, and I believe your word, God. And God, we just believe it right now for Mr. Bobby Williams, man. The things will change. Things will turn around. Why? Because we're praying and we're asking you, Jesus. You're the answer to it all. And we thank you, God, for his grandson. Whatever he's going through, we believe God's going to bring it forth. Mr. Ronnie Williams, I'm sorry, Mr. Ronnie. Again, God's going to bless you, Mr. Ronnie. And we believe right now that God has already touched your grandson and also all of your family and yourself, and you're going to see some blessings coming your way because we prayed. That's why. We didn't work for it. We just asked God, and God wants to bless his children. And we ask this in your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Minister Wade, please give Ronnie some encouragement, please. That's your old friend, Minister Wade Hampton. Talk to Ronnie.
Okay, well, first of all, Tona, you just coming in here. You can't just come in and start ordering people around.
I'm sorry.
I want you to recognize, you know, you have to stay in your lane.
I'm sorry.
You blame me. He just came in and just started ordering me around.
I know you blame me for that.
Well, you know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he worked for him.
I don't know.
You get paid, don't you?
He hasn't upped one penny of money. Anyway, Ronnie, we really do want to encourage you. All is well. We know that things are moving in the spiritual realm. Though you may not see any change right now, what we have prayed for and asked for has already been done, because the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man makes much power available.
Amen.
Therefore, we believe that it is already done.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Mr. Ronnie, we appreciate you very much for calling, and we pray others out there will do the same
thing. Thank you, Ronnie.
Amen.
Okay, praise God.
All right, Ronnie. Hey, man, you take care, brother, and thank you so much for being a part of this radio station and this particular show. And we can only hope that everyone would participate in Prayer Power, because we all need prayer at some point in our lives.
Oh, yeah. Praise God. Praise God.
All right, thank you, Ronnie. 318-484-2500. Toll free 1-877-464-2500. Evangelist Renee Carmouche, along with Tona Fischina. And me.
Who's me?
Me. Now Tony Fischina is asking for a pen now. I tell you, he's just coming to ordering people around. You need a pen, bro?
I'm telling you, well, what you have to do is ask Brother Tony to pay you for all that.
I know. You stop by Walmart working. On your way. On your way in, brother, stop.
Praise God. God'll make a way, brother. I mean, he might be using you, Brother Wade, just to give him a pen. No telling what's going to happen. You know, you just never know, Brother Wade.
You think so, huh? Wow.
God got a way of doing things.
Yeah.
He moves just for you. There's no doubt about it. Praise God. Faith, does it really exist, man? Glory to God. Does it? I mean, first of all, that's the only way you can be saved. It's by believing, because faith is believing God. And the only way you can believe is if you got a preacher, the Bible says. That's what it says in Romans 10. If you got a preacher to preach, because faith cometh by hearing or even seeing, those are the two gates that will get you to believing. And again, do you believe? If you hear it or see, somebody got to tell you, glory to God. Somebody's got to show you, glory to God. That's what it's all about. That's what faith does. You can't believe in something if you haven't heard of it. Praise God. And that's how we get saved, too. Glory
that's to right. God. How can they believe unless he's sent?
Unless they sent.
And so I guess what you're saying here, Evangelist Carmouche, is that you're sent for this time and this place to these people.
Amen.
Who are listening to this radio station, and now is the appointed time.
Now is the appointed.
Now is the time, and there. Listen, even if you don't need prayer, we would like your encouragement. We would like your input. Either one of those three things: prayer, encouragement, input. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. We're talking about faith. Is it real? Does it exist? We've got Tona Fashina in the house. What do you think?
Well, like, all I can tell you regarding faith is that, like Reverend Carmouche said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, if you spell faith, F-A-I-T, it says fact, abiding in trusting heart. See, we have to have faith in God because everybody has faith in something. But sometimes whatever we have faith in can let us down. When you go to a building, you have faith that the roof will not fall down on you. When you're inside your car, a car is a casket. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets out of that car is alive. When you get in a car, you don't know whether that car will send you to your graveyard. You have to pray to God, God, take me to my destination safely.
Amen.
Because
I agree.
Some people left and never made it back home. And some people left home and never made it back to their job. But we have to increase our faith by putting our faith in God. We have to reduce our faith to the faith, to a mustard seed faith. Because God said, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell the mountain to get out and cast the mountain into the sea. And when you talk about mountain, talk about the mountains of your problem. Mountain of sickness, mountain of brokenness, mountain of family problem. You try to get out and cast it into the sea.
Amen. That's exactly right. We got to be able to hear this word, you know. And the Bible says faith without works is what? Dead. You got to do something, glory to God. Even being saved, people, you are out there. In order to be saved, you got to do something. You got to take action and say the and ask God. That's the action. Asking God whether there's a preacher around or not. And the preacher is saying, hey, why don't you repeat the words or something of that sort. And God wants you to come and live inside your heart. Well, you got to say it. The Bible says it in Romans 10, 9 and 10. Whoever confesses with their mouth Jesus. Now, that's action, brother. That's action. And that's what God is looking for. Yeah. And believes in their heart that Jesus suffered, died, sitting at the right hand of the Father. You're saved. That's how you get saved, if you believe it and mean it. And without that action, faith is dead. It dies. Without hearing it from somebody or seeing it written down, it dies. It won't happen. And therefore, this is why we're here, to bring forth the gospel. To all, to the poor, and I'm talking about the poor in spirit, okay? Whether you're rich or poor, I don't care what you are, but the poor in spirit that doesn't know God, and that's what we're here for. Change your life, man. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Time you get up and move around and have some faith and remember today, like Brother Wade was saying in the Word of God, is saying, hey, man, today is the appointed time, man.
I do believe that. Yeah, I do believe that doubt and unbelief, these are the things that are the enemy of our faith. These are the things that undermine our trust in what God has already said and what God has already done. It's the carnality that's in mankind, the carnality that's in our flesh, the flesh. Earth suit that we're in, the carnality causes us to want to have to see, touch, taste, feel.
Right.
We have to depend on the soulish realm in our carnality. And when that happens, when that soulish realm takes over and causes us to have to have something to hold on to that's tangible?